We're going to focus this week out of the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, and we're going to look at the topic, don't forget the promise. Don't forget the promise. You know, I've been blessed with a few children, and I thank God for all of my children, but I've been blessed with a few children, and you know, when you make a promise to a child, they never forget. You might tell them something in January. You might say in October, I'm going to take you to the fair or whatever. When they wake up October 1st, 6 a.m., Mama, you said you were going to take me to the... You all know how your children are. They never forget a promise. And I want to encourage you through the word of God today that for you and I, not forget the promise that our Heavenly Father has spoken to us, you know, to us by somebody, directly to us, however the promise came, just the promises that are in the word of God. Let us not forget what God has said. And I know sometimes life challenges, life struggles, life difficulties, life's challenges will cause us to sometime lose focus of what God has said. Things will become a blur and we'll begin to see the problem before we see the promise. But I want to ask you to reposition that promise and let that come ahead of the problem so that you can believe that what God has spoken over your life, it shall come to pass. Let's go to Hebrews together, chapter 10, verse 35. It says, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, your faith, your trust, which hath great recompense of reward. First of all, I just want to encourage you, don't cast away your confidence. It may look like nothing is working out. It may look like you're never going to get a promotion. It may look like your marriage is never going to get better. It may look like that child may never get saved. But I want you to believe the word of God in spite of what you see. The scripture says, don't cast it away. Don't cast away your trust. Don't throw away your faith. Don't cast away your assurance and what God has spoken over your life. It says in verse 36, for you have need of patience, of endurance, that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. So here's that promise. God has spoke to you. God has prophesied. God has spoken something over your life. God has declared that something shall come to pass. And sometimes days get a little dark and things look like it's not going to happen. But the word of God lets us know. He says, for you have need of patience. Oh, no one likes that word. Patience. Endurance. Let's see what James says about that word patience. He says in James chapter 1, verse number 2, my brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, when you fall into various trials. He says, knowing this, that the trying of your faith, it does what? It works patience. But then he says, but let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, complete, wanting, lacking nothing. That's what James says about that patience. He says, if you let patience work and do what God wants it to do in your life, it's going to escort you to your promise. It's just like a lady in the kitchen cooking. You ever been cooking in the kitchen and your kids keep running in saying, is it ready yet? Is it ready yet? And you're like, boy, get out the kitchen. And you know, like I'm still cooking. I'm still, you know, it's still simmering or whatever it is. And they'll keep coming in that kitchen. Mama, I'm hungry. I'm ready to eat. You know your children do. And you keep saying, no, it's not ready yet. This is how patience is. It says, but let patience have her perfect work. Let the dinner cook. Get out the kitchen. Somebody say, get out the kitchen. Let patience do what God is allowing it to do in your life. It's perfecting you. It's completing you. It's processing you. It's developing your character. You see that? Because see, patience is helping you to get to your promise. That's what it says back in Hebrews chapter 10. It says, for you have need of it. We have need of that patience. that after I've done the will of God, what's the will of God? That I wait patiently, that I keep praying, that I keep believing God, that I keep giving my tithe, that I keep being faithful in church. You know, that after I've done the will of God, I might receive what? That promise. It's there. It's there. Maybe you can't see it, but it is there. Let's look at 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9. It says, the Lord is not slack. He's not slow concerning his promise, as some men count slackness. You see that in 2 Peter 3, 9. He says, listen, the Lord, he's not slow. He's not slack concerning his promise, as some men are. You see that? God says, I know what I said. I know when I said it, and I know who I said it to, and I know when it's coming to pass, because he's God. But there's an adversary. There's a devil that wants you to get off track, wants you to get off focus, that wants you to stop believing God because things are getting tough, things are getting hard. But I want to encourage you to press through it. I want to encourage you to stand through it, having done all to stand. He said, stand, therefore, stand that you might receive the promise. Because what God has spoken over you, what God has declared about you, you've got to get a tenacity within yourself. You've got to get bulldog faith and say, it shall come to pass. You see that? You may have fallen 15 times, but the Bible says that a good man, he gets up again. You may have messed up. You may have, you know, be all out of the will of God. You might be a preacher listening right now. And you know you're a preacher. You know God's called you to deliver the word of God. But you've gotten off track. You might be over here sipping, dipping, tipping. I don't know. But you got to believe that what God has spoken over your life. I was in that situation. I was 21 years old. God had called me to preach when I was 15 years old. And I tell you, I had just blown it. I just got all out of the will of God. I was disgusted. I just said, forget it. But I love God too much to just leave God. So I just told God, I won't preach. I won't teach. I'll just sit here in church and just look around. But I won't make myself available. I was telling God what I was not going to do because I was disappointed in myself. And I was sitting, I had came and visited a church. I was sitting on the back row of that church and they began to sing and go into praise and worship. And I tell you, my foot started tapping and then I started swaying from side to side. And the Holy Ghost spoke right then. He said, Cherry, when I called you at 15, I saw you today. He said, but I still called you. And the good work that I started, he said, I'm going to finish it. Get up off of this pew and continue the work that I put in your hand. And I'm telling somebody today that the good work that God started in you, it shall come to pass. You may be off kilter. You may be out of sync right now. But when he called you, he saw you today. He saw the predicament that you're in today. But he still said Johnny. He still said Sally. He still made a promise. And so you can't forget it. You can't forget it. You've got to say, God, you said. God, you made this promise. I didn't call myself. God, you called me. God, you told me to open this business. God, you said that blessed the fruit of my womb. God, you said that my husband is sanctified, that my wife is sanctified through me. God, you made me this promise, and it shall, come on, speak it, it shall come to pass. Look in the book of Isaiah. I mean, I'm a little excited today. Look at Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55, and it says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways. And my thoughts than your thoughts. Doesn't matter what you're thinking about. God says, listen, listen, listen. You don't know what I'm thinking about you. You don't know the plans I have for you. You don't know the things that I have in place for you. I know it may look like you're sinking, but you don't know I got a rowboat on the way to pick you up. You don't know. Your thoughts are not my thoughts. Look at verse number 10. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower, and bread to the eater. He said, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not, my goodness, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall, come on, say, it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it. Look at this. God is saying, listen, 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 my word that comes out of my mouth, it can't come back and say, God, I couldn't do it. The sun can't come and say, oh, I just couldn't shine. See, the flowers can't say, oh, I just couldn't bloom. When God said, let there be, then it was. And so what God has said about you, what God has declared about your ministry, about your life, about your family, about your business, what God has promised, what God has declared, he said it cannot come back and say we could not accomplish it. But it says, he says, I will cause it. I will cause my word to just maneuver you and to place you and to direct you and get you right where I want you to be, that it might prosper. God's word is going to prosper. I don't care what the devil says, what people say, what situations say, what sickness say, it shall prosper where he sends it, because he's God. He just can't lie. He can't lie, so it has to prosper. Now, what you need to do right now, you're listening. I know this word is blessing you, it's blessing me. What you need to do is get back in position, get back in place, get back on your knees in prayer. Continue to fast and pray. Continue to seek the Lord's face. Get back in your early morning devotion. Come back to that place of prayer and say, God, I'm going to wait on you. God, I'm going to wait on you. God, I'm going to trust you. And you know what? Let's go over to Isaiah. I'm getting ready to close on this one. Isaiah chapter 40. See, you're going to have to say, wait a minute, devil. I've cried. I've been depressed. I've been sad. I've said, oh, why me? God, where have you been? But it's time for you to rise up in the strength of the Lord and believe God. It's time for you to believe God and say, you know what? I'm going to stand no matter what it looks like. I'm going to believe God no matter what people say, because I believe the report of the Lord. And I just want to share this word with you. It's out of the book of Isaiah, and the scripture reads in Isaiah 40 and 31. Well, let's start at verse number 29. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. That word says renew. That re means again. God says, I'll do it again. He says, I'll strengthen you again. I'll strengthen you again. Let God cause you to mount up with wings as eagles and soar above that problem, soar above that dilemma, soar above that difficulty.